Bubba Wallace here from 2311 Racing. On the track, my car's look is everything. But today, I'm talking about more than just paint schemes. I'm talking about my favorite games at Chumba Casino. Check out exclusives like Stampede Fury and my own King Croc Fury. It's just as wild as my car looked in Texas. With over 200 games and new ones weekly, play for free at ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
Sponsored by Chumba Casino. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
It's time for my show member can. Here's how this works. I have a category. Each member of the show bids on the number of things that they can correctly say from that category in 30 seconds. If they say things that don't fit, based on my judgment, or they're just general wrongness, it does not count against them. It only wastes their own time. Understand?
Yeah. Yes.
I know you guys do. You've done
it
before.
We certainly do, yeah.
All right, Hot Wings.
Yes.
You get the first bid on the opening round.
Cool.
How many animals with four legs can you name in 30 seconds?
12.
Tommy.
14.
Maitland.
15.
I love the person that's next whenever somebody jumps by more than one.
And it's always
the person
Tommy.
After them is always eye rolling as they're like, come on. So 15 to Steve.
16.
Kelly.
Four legged?
Mm-hmm.
Just to be sure here. 17.
Okay. Hot Wings.
I'm just going to go out on time.
Tommy.
20.
17 to 20, he goes.
Okay. Wow. All right.
I'm out.
Steve.
I'm out.
Kelly.
I'm out.
Tommy, 20 animals with four legs on your mark, set, go.
Dog, cat, salamander, two, gecko, three, lizard, lion, tiger, six, seven, giraffe, elephant,
eight, nine,
a duck.
Ten.
Nope. Not a duck.
The wheels are falling off.
Oh, boy.
Fish. An axolotl, a turtle,
11, 12,
a frog,
13,
a baboon, sorry, monkey, chimpanzee, gorilla, a bumblebee.
Tell us more about the bamboon.
Yeah, the bamboon.
The rare wood monkey.
Yeah.
Oh,
also, baboons don't have four legs. They have two legs and two arms.
Oh, but they use
the
their
topic
arms like
was,
legs.
Was almost animals that have front legs that you think are hands.
They use them like legs.
I knew bamboon.
I knew we'd fight about that one for sure.
There's some good ones.
And right? The bee. The humble bumblebee.
They have little legs, I think.
They have six of them, though.
They have six?
Well, that means they have four.
Have you ever seen a four-legged fly or any other bug?
Uh-oh, I need to check my tattoos.
Uh-oh, I think I need to count.
Oh, there's six.
Hold on, actually
accurate.
Are you unaware of
bee
insects?
Leg number?
Dude, it's an insect.
Oh, six! Like all other insects? What?
What is happening?
Dude, I learned that from this show within the last 5 years.
That bees have six legs?
Mm-hmm.
Or that all insects have six legs?
Yeah. Huh. I'm sure that I learned it at some point in school.
Okay.
In a science class. But yeah, that was one of those things that I learned and immediately forgot.
Wow.
I learned it, took the test.
How do you
pass the class?
That's a thing I don't know how you would forget it. Like insects have six legs.
Stupid. Why do I care about insect legs?
Yeah, it's not something that ever comes up in my life.
Do you ever look down and count yours and you're like, only two? Oh, my God. Because that seems almost the same to me.
Not me. I go three.
I don't even know what that means because I don't even have a third spot.
He's also great at photography.
Yeah.
Tripod.
Yep. I got it. The only thing you've said today that I got understood.
I thought you had really gone full cracker. All right, Tommy, you get the first bid on this one. I know you'll start with like 1,000 or something.
Yeah.
So, Maitland, good luck bidding second. How many soft drinks can you name?
Oh, I'll do three.
By the way, these are going to get harder.
Three.
He goes three.
Maitland.
Four.
Steve.
Five.
Kelly.
Seven.
Nine.
Jerks.
Tommy.
I'm out.
Mate.
I'm out.
Steve.
What are we at?
Nine.
10.
Kelly.
11.
How many?
12.
Steve.
I'm out.
Kelly.
You can do it. You're born for this.
13.
I'm out. Kelly, 13 soft drinks on your mark, get set, go.
Coca-Cola,
one,
cherry Coke,
two,
vanilla Coke,
three,
orange Coke,
four,
Diet Coke,
five,
Diet Coke, lime. That's a thing my friend had last
anymore.
Night.
I saw it.
Coke Zero.
Six.
Sprite.
Seven.
Diet Sprite.
Eight.
Zivia.
Nine.
Grape. Zivia Cole.
No, Paul.
You butthole. Mr. Pibb.
10.
Dr. Pepper.
11.
Dr. Poor, off-brand.
Well, give it to you.
I know you know what I'm talking about. Pepsi. Diet Pepsi. Barf. Mountain Dew.
I think it's hilarious that you are so Poor. You are so anti-Pepsi that you waited until soft drink number 12 to name a Pepsi product.
You say Zevia with every fruit.
Yeah.
Which, by the way, is completely unfair because I accepted every version of Coke. You tried to go a second version of Zevia, and I'm like, nope, it's one company.
No.
You probably
no.
could have named 20 versions of Coke alone.
Oh, easily, but I hate them all except for the regular.
Like diet caffeine-free.
Oh, yeah, caffeine-free Coke. Oh, no, that's not a thing, is it?
It is, and it's an insult.
Yeah. Is it?
Yeah.
Oh, is that the one that's got, like, the gold wrapper?
Yeah, it's ugly looking.
If you accidentally buy it, you get to the car, and you're like, oh, god dang it.
Treat this like a soccer ball.
Now this is just chemicals.
No, I had friends trying Zivia for the first time last night, and they were like, what's different about this? And I was like, the lack of aspartame.
Yeah. If you don't, if you're not, if you're
so
not sure
enjoyable.
What Zevia is, it's it counts as water.
Yeah.
Because the ingredients are water and natural flavorings.
And how do they do that? What does that mean?
I don't know, but if we're gonna find out that it's giving me a goiter
for sure
because I drink way too much of it.
Yeah, definitely.
It's so good.
All right, Maitland, you're first. These are about to get a little harder. A lot of the next ones are inspired by my watching of the British show Taskmaster, in which they intentionally make things open to interpretation. So, Maitland, how many things that would be surprising to find in your glove box can you name in 30 seconds?
5.
Okay. Steve.
6.
Kelly.
7.
Hot Wings.
8.
Tommy.
All right, I'll do 9.
Maitland.
10.
Steve.
11.
Kelly.
I'm out.
Howings.
I'm out.
Tommy.
Yeah, I'm out.
Mate.
I'm out.
Steve.
11.
11. Things that would be surprising to find in your glove box. Mm-hmm. Begin.
A burrito.
1.
A squirrel.
2.
A bear's paw.
3.
A rabbit's foot.
4.
One of those beer helmets where you put different beers in each size.
Huge, yeah. Huge glove box. Yeah.
A fishing rod.
6.
Put that in there. 6 ounces of ham.
7.
That is the perfect
surprise.
Amount of ham, though.
An eight track.
Wouldn't surprise.
An 8 track. I mean, you didn't get it, but I feel like you should get 2 for providing the ounces of ham.
Yeah,
because any amount of ham in the glove box would be surprising, but 6 specific ounces.
Well, I couldn't get it out of my head that these were all in there at the same time. And I was like, man, I'm running out of space.
No, I always have 4 ounces of emergency ham. But 6 would be weird to find.
Yeah.
Because that's not the quantity I buy.
Yeah. I remember back in Driver's Ed, they said always keep a roll of toilet paper in there. And
an emergency
and
ham.
4 to 6 ounces of ham.
Yeah.
Are we all napkin in the glove box, people?
I am.
Yeah, I have some.
That's what you do with the extras. You put them in there.
Yep.
Especially if you have kids.
Oh, yeah.
My wife has so many napkins in there that there's no possible way that we could ever go through them all.
We also save straws. Because
a lot of times,
because you'll get too many, or with so many kids, you go through and, I didn't get a straw. Oh, well, open the glove box. Boom. Enough to run through the nose of every giant turtle in the world. In there.
Yeah. I am really glad that my kids are, I mean, it's on one hand, it's a bummer when they get older, but I don't have to keep those emergency kid things like way too many straws or a side thing of Cheerios or
God knows what else
in there.
Yeah.
But every time I go to the dentist, when they give you the little bag of the toothbrush and floss, I think I have probably 3 or 4 toothbrushes and flosses in there.
Have you ever brushed your teeth or flossed in the car?
I have flossed, yes, definitely.
Okay.
And I have stayed places where I go, ooh, I don't have a toothbrush. And so I'll go back out and grab one.
That's
so, because I have a toothbrush at my house. I don't need 20 of them there.
My show member can. Steve, you're first. How many things that are red can you name in 30 seconds?
6.
Kelly.
Oh, God, it's so hard to see the color red after Hot Wings. How old is that? I can hardly imagine the color.
It's the world's rarest color.
Especially when paired with white.
It's practically invisible ink.
You don't see it. You can't see it.
That's a callback that if you didn't hear it, doesn't make any sense.
I had forgotten that time Hot Wings said that.
Honestly, I'm out. I'm so distracted now.
Okay, so Steve, how many did you say?
I think I said 6.
Okay, Hot Wings.
Oh, 7.
Tommy.
I'm out.
It's amazing how inconsistent you are. Caitlin.
Eight.
Steve.
I'm out.
Hot Wings.
Nine.
Tommy.
I'm out.
Got it. Good point. Maitland.
I'm out.
Hot Wings.
Okay.
Nine things that are red, but I feel like you got away with a real low number. Yeah. Market set, go.
Our logo, a Coke logo, this hair tie, a fire truck, my truck, my lawnmower, red maple trees. Let's see, what else? Certain flames, candles, cinnamon.
Cinnamon's not red, it's brown.
Cinnamon candles aren't. Yeah, apples. True.
You should have said that then.
Raspberries, strawberries.
A bad rash.
You got six.
I did not get six.
The hair tie is what color, Kelly? Yeah.
And what about pink. Certain flames? Are we going to accept
No, we're not accepting certain flames.
Pink?
Look, it's close enough to be red that I don't want to argue, but it's pink.
It's almost the same color.
It's practically blue.
Yeah, no, I think this is more of a mango pink.
Yeah, okay, sure.
Mango pink.
I don't know why that makes sense. Like, this could smell like a teenager, you know? Like those, like Bed Bath & Beyond.
You know,
smells.
I don't know what that smells like.
Yeah. I don't go around sniffing teenagers.
Sure. Yeah, I don't sniff teens.
No, every teenage girl always smells like mango pink feelings, like, you know, or sex on the beach, because that also was a thing from Victoria's Secret, wasn't it? Love Spell. That's
Love Spell. Big difference.
I'm gonna stop thinking aloud.
Big difference between, you just said teenagers smell like sex on the beach.
That had to have been a scent. It's an alcoholic beverage,
yeah.
Right?
Yeah. That's a drink.
Yeah, same.
All right, Kelly, you're first on this one. Never more appropriate. How many elegant things can you name in 30 seconds?
Two.
Steve.
That's out of order.
You're right. I don't like it either. Howings.
Elegant things?
Yes.
Three.
Okay, Tommy, how many elegant things can you name?
Four.
Maitland?
Five.
Okay.
Six.
Kelly?
Seven.
Howings?
Eight.
Tommy?
I'm out. I'm not elegant.
Maitland?
Nine.
Steve?
Ten.
Wow. Kelly?
11.
Howings?
Out.
Maitland?
12.
Steve? He's staring at Kelly.
Uh-huh.
Are you looking at me?
Yeah, why
are
you?
Yeah, Maitland
is she
12.
Inspiring your knowledge of elegance?
I'm out to you.
Maitland, 12 okay. Elegant things. Okay. Begin.
Yes. Wine glasses.
One.
Crystal glasses.
Two.
Chandeliers.
Three.
High heels. Red lipstick.
Four.
Oh, come on.
We give you those each of a half.
Diamonds.
Five.
A pearl necklace.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah.
Homemade.
Nails with French tips. Yes.
Yeah, that's very elegant.
Little black dresses.
Yeah.
Seven.
Yes. Galas.
I can't believe you didn't say Ferrero Rocher.
Oh, dang it.
Or that ice cream log.
What?
Ice cream log.
Viennetta.
What is that? I don't know her.
Yeah. I can't believe you didn't say a Whitman sampler. Yeah.
Steve's are all garbage Christmas treats.
No way.
Oh, that's
box Viennetta? Of oranges.
You know what I'm talking about?
I do now. It's ice cream cake.
Yes.
Yeah.
But it's in the shape of a log.
Elegant. What's her name?
Viennetta.
What is this French manicure stuff? Why? That's not elegant.
I love the nails Frenchies. With the white.
Like every prostitute at the Demolition Derby has that.
Because they're trying to be elegant.
Yeah, but that inherently makes it inelegant.
Tell me you guys don't remember Viennetta from back in the day.
That is pure
elegance. And every time this commercial came on, you were like, whoa.
It looks like chocolate lasagna from a toilet.
It really does look like chocolate lasagna.
But this
it
was
also
like,
looks like somebody cut into hot dogs and made them a weird shape.
This was up there with Grey Poupon for me. Whenever I would see see this commercial, I would be like, whoa, only fancy people.
Only
eat
people
Viennetta.
In old,
I do remember
old Rolls
now.
Royces eat
Didn't
that.
They, weren't the ads like Viennetta?
Yeah. And they
it was
served
cutting it slowly.
And they served it in one of those little, like those tall flat glass things. Like it almost looked like a martini glass. But it was like but it was flat on the top.
Yep. Yeah. All right. Well, that is classy. Viennetta.
That is
I don't even know if you can still buy it.
Very elegant.
I've never seen one in person.
Exactly. Because you don't run with that crowd.
No, I don't. I am not elegant.
Yeah.
Let's see if I can still buy it.
Yeah, see if you can buy that. You can only buy it if you own a fancy brooch.
Yeah, do you have a brooch that looks like a lady?
Yeah.
Why did people like those?
I don't know.
Who is the lady?
Viennetta.
Sometimes you need some breast flare.
Mm. Apparently the local grocery store has it.
Breast
flare.
Wow.
You can get all the most elegant things at all local grocery stores. Steve's going to get himself an elegant Klondike bar while he's there. Basically the same.
You go there and then you go get something elegant at Things Remembered.
Maybe an engraved spoon for your stupid fake Italian cake.
And somebody goes, is this my town's richest man?
That's what his engraved pen says.
Oh, I would love a pen that says town's richest man.
I want to get you a nameplate like for your desk and put it here. The richest man on the room.
It is Ryan Seacrest here. There was a recent social media trend which consisted of flying on a plane with no music, no movies, no entertainment. But a better trend would be going to ChumbaCasino.com. It's like having a mini social casino in your pocket. Chumba Casino has over 100 online casino-style games, all absolutely free. It's the most fun you can have online and on a plane. So grab your free welcome bonus now at ChumbaCasino.com. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.